And it's time out for Central High. It's been a tight game all the way, ladies and gentlemen. The score is tied. 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter. There's the buzzer. Fleming of CJ passes to Hill. Hill shoots, misses. Randy Hutchins of Central gets the rebound, dribbles down the court, around Tony, past Riggs, into a layup shot, and it's good. That's the game. Central High takes the contest by 2 points. Captain Randy Hutchins has shown again tonight the professional playing that earned for him a rung on the ladder of the Texas High School All-Stars. The crowd's overflowing the court, and it looks as if Randy Hutchins is again the hero of another game.
Transcribed from Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracle.
Great game, Hutch.
Biggest 2 points anybody's ever scored.
What are we going to do about you next year?
Play no good ball, I guess.
Hutchins?
Yes, sir.
Come in my office a minute, please.
Coming. Hey, see you guys later at Mike's place. It's Randall, Hutch, that scout from the university. We got our fingers crossed. Thanks, fellas.
This is Randall from ISU.
Hello, sir. I've been anxious to see you play ball, young man. You've created quite a rustle among the sports pages. Good game tonight.
Thank you.
Sit down, Hutch. Mr. Randall here has a proposition to offer you.
How long have you been playing ball?
Since I was in the fourth grade, I guess. My brother and I used to nail coffee cans to the garage wall and practice three-throw shots with a tennis ball.
What was your average?
4 out of 5.
Pretty good for an amateur.
When I could, I played with the older guys in an outdoor court.
And I imagine you could run faster than all the rest put together.
Well, I was small, light on my feet. One big bully used to always yell at me, "You better watch out, kid, or someday you'll be pretty good."
That's why I'm here. ISU sent me to offer you a 4-year scholarship if, after seeing you play, I thought you'd work out. I don't need another game to be convinced. How about it?
Where's a contract and a pen?
Well, not only a champion basketball player, but a man of decision as well.
Well, roommate, how do you like it here?
So far, it's the greatest.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Don't you see that congregation of the lettermen up ahead?
Well, so what?
So what? Man, they've got it in for you. For all new stars, if you know what I mean.
Well, they don't scare me. I've had my rounds with rough crowds before.
Don't try any smart business with these guys.
Well, come on.
Well, if it isn't the varsity letterman himself. Where'd you say you played ball?
I didn't say.
You'd better say. Fast.
Central High. What about it?
Oh, one of those hick schools, huh, Sam? Where they practice with pumpkins.
Okay, you...
Hey, Whiteside, you. Don't address my friend in that tone of voice.
Who do you think you are?
Oh. Now stand up straight. First lesson in manners. Never address a superior athlete in the improper tone of voice. For such disobedience, report to my room at 4 p.m. sharp. You will at that time polish my shoes. Now get out of here.
Hypoglossal nerve has its superficial origin between the olive and pyramid. Hutch, what happened?
You didn't think I was going to polish that guy's shoes, did you?
Who won?
Came out pretty even. The guys invited me to go along with them tonight.
Hey, they hang around with a wild crowd. You've got a ball game tomorrow night.
Well, so what?
Well, you won't be in shape.
I've broken training before and played a star game.
Have it your own way.
You bet. I always do.
Here's your roommate, out cold. Better put him to bed.
Hutch, when is this going to stop?
Shut up and leave me alone.
Young man, you're in bad shape. Wouldn't you like me to call you a taxi?
Where am I?
At 3rd and Poplar. Don't you want a taxi?
Go away. Go away and leave me alone.
Are you going out again tonight?
I'm not sitting around in this cell.
We ought to study. Exams start next week.
I don't need to study. There are other means.
One of these nights, the watchman's going to turn around at the right time and catch you with those answer sheets in your hands from the prof's desk.
If you so much as open your mouth...
How do you think you can go on living like this? You've staggered in here drunk every night for weeks. How you play ball, I'll never know.
Who are you to preach to me? Always telling me what I ought not to do.
You ought to accept Christ.
Where did you hear that? In that church you go to? I don't understand you, Roy. Falling for all that stuff. You run track, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know we don't go for that religious business. It's for weak-minded men and old folks. Come along with us tonight. You'll have a good time.
No, I've got to study.
Okay, have it your way. But I don't get it.
Hey, waiter, over here.
Yes, sir, what'll you have?
Drinks all around.
Is this the entire party?
No, there's one more coming.
Who, Hutch?
Yeah.
Poor Hutch, that guy he lives with, he's nuts on religion. Cornered me the other day and asked me if I was a Christian.
Wonder who'll be the next Christian.
I'll put 2 bits on Sam as the next Christian.
Oh, yeah? I'll go 1 better. I'll bet 4 bits on Larry as the next Christian.
Hi.
Hey, about time you got here.
You're just in time to place a bet.
Why, what?
Why, on who'll be the next Christian.
How about a 5 spot on Hutch? Pretty good prospect, don't you think?
Shut up, you guys.
Oh, awful touchy tonight.
I'll be the last to become a Christian. I'm not going to spend the rest of my Saturday nights playing ping pong. Order me a drink.
We did. Here they come now.
How about a toast?
Hey,
a toast to the next Christian.
That one. Yeah. Oh, man.
Hutch, wake up.
What
wake up.
What time is it?
6 p.m. You've been asleep all day.
Go away. My head aches.
I made some black coffee.
I don't want it.
Please now, come on.
Okay. Okay.
Today's Sunday and then...
Sunday? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What's the difference? One endless cycle.
Oh, it doesn't have to be that way.
No? Some nights I lie on that bed and think... What's the use? Why am I living? The only time I really feel alive is on the court.
Look, today's Sunday, so why don't you come along with me to church tonight?
Are you kidding?
Oh, I like the company.
There's nothing to do around here, that's for sure. I don't like being bored. Okay, I'll go. Who knows? I might meet some pretty girls. On second thought, this could be fun.
Jesus Christ, God's only Son, died for you because He loved you. He hung on the cross of Calvary, bearing in His body your sins, every evil act you ever committed, and every sinful thought that has crossed the path of your mind. His shed blood can save your soul if you accept Him tonight as your own personal Savior.
Jesus?
And now could we have every head
Son
bowed and every eye closed while the organist softly
died for me,
just as I am without one
plea. My sins, stealing and lying,
those of
cheating,
you who want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
for me,
quietly slip out from your seat.
If I'd been the only one,
front.
I'd still have done it. Maybe Christ is the answer. I
Search
lived 20
mind.
Years with no purpose or goal.
If you need Christ as Savior,
I wanted something, but
make that
I didn't know what.
Step out and come
Could it
down
be front. Christ? If I accept Him, what about the guys?
That's right, some of them are
How can I tell
already?
Them? But if Christ loved me enough to die for me, He'll help me tell them and everyone. Lord, I don't know how to say this,
just come right
but
down
I want
front.
You to come into
or
my heart and wash away all my sins with Your precious blood.
Be assured of eternal life.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hutch, are you ready to go?
Sit down, Roy. Now, don't get excited. I don't know how to say this, except I asked Jesus to come into my heart. It's as if someone took a clean white rag and washed me out inside. I'm clean for the first time in my life. Clean and alive. Let's go see the preacher.
Hey, Hutch. Let's go hit some high spots tonight. Come on.
No, I guess I better pass it up.
What's the matter with you? You haven't been out with us all week. Come on, it's Friday night. Come on, let's go.
No, I can't.
You can't?
That's right.
Well, why?
Well, I guess I should have told you before. You got a minute?
Sure. The gang hasn't had the same spark this week anyway, since you've cut out. What's the pitch?
Last Sunday night, I went with Roy to church.
Oh, so that's it. Good night, brother. I never thought you'd catch religion. See you later.
Now, wait a minute. Don't go shooting from mid-court.
Okay.
Like I was saying, I went with Roy to this church, and I saw the whole thing in a new light. I guess you'd say I got my eyes open for the first time.
Boy, that's something going on. Make you talk like that. Is this the same old Hutch that used to hit the baskets and the hot spots in the same evening?
No, this isn't the same old Hutch. This is the new Hutch.
Huh?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I found out that the only way to really live this life is with Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You see, the Bible says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus because I've simply trusted Him to take my sins away.
Man, I don't get it.
Well, you ought to. Listen, let me explain it this way.
You still got the same old shooting iron?
Yes, but that's not important. Now,
Okay, I believe you. You're the new Hutch. Basketball's not important. That's something new with you.
What is important is that you understand it and accept Jesus, too.
Okay, I'll listen. But you'd better make it good. You owe me a lot.
Hmm?
I'm out $5. I took the bet with that guy that you'd be the last to turn out a Christian.
Listen, here's the only sure thing. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just learned that. Come on, let me show you from God's Word just what it does mean to be a Christian.
Fame, worldly recognition, and sinful pleasure never brought deep peace and thrilling joy to the heart of Randy Hutchins. Only Christ could do that. The gnawing hunger was gone. All things longed for were found in Christ. The things of the past were but vanity in comparison with the greatness and goodness of God to transform a sinful life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In our cast, Bill Beck was heard as Randy Hutchins, Don Monteith as Larry, and Jerry McClun as Roy. Others in our cast were students of Bob Jones University. Music by Jim Martin, sound by Jim Dixon, recording engineer was Erwin Reinerson. Miracles is directed by Jack Buttram, assisted by Penny Chambers. This is Dave Yerrick speaking. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.